Can hear me, hello?
Actually, my laptop doesn't do this
I
much.
don't know.
Should do.
Check. Oh, good. I think. Test, test.
So you all right whether you're going to do or not?
Yeah, can I make a remote control?
Yeah, I think my laptop is
I just made a simple presentation. You can also put some things in it. Okay. How does this work? I don't know. Is it
One, mostly right tested one.
This one?
Yes.
Half 11.
Oh, cool. Okay. So that's my name, Nolan Hall. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So have a look how we're going to use the agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. You also read what these did things are?
Yes.
Not yet? Okay. So, yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user-friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effect of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. It's what it puts out the specifications of the components and the properties and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly, yeah, you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so no, this is these are two smart boards. It's an introduction of that one. And you already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map.
Oh, yes.
Folder. Okay. So now we can look at that one. Okay. So what are we going to do first? So you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first, to show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Okay. This is a new page, it's okay. Use pen format. And a different color can use here. But I don't know, I just take pink. Take, oh, there's no pink. Okay, oh, just purple, okay. I'm good. And a line with 10, okay. I'll just take what I'm going to draw as an elephant. Just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant, you can see. I don't know how it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And just something like this? Oh no, not really. So. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Because I like. Ah, okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes too long. Okay. Whatever. Just erase this one. It's a bit slow, you can see. This is bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like that, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Use it for months, you can use it pen dig.
Okay, and then what's the color? How do you do it?
It's a format.
Ah. Okay, that's fine. It has to be water, but
No, it has to be an animal, so if it's
Yeah, yeah,
it should be a
it's
shape
an animal,
or
it's an animal
okay.
that lives underwater. So I first draw the water.
Water is important.
Okay, and now make the animal. It's a fish.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
Uh-huh. So. This is a worm.
Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, it's
good.
Okay, who next?
You have to write down why, it doesn't matter, just to get used to the white button, it's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank match.
Well, Paul?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, not too far to do it.
Okay. Let's make it. A dog.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back, so no to the
To the back. Oh, okay.
It's a pig.
Pig? I can make a dog. Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so
take it easy. Okay, I make a cat of it. Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, you
know?
Okay.
I just draw too quick, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, it's okay. Thank you.
Just a bit good.
Yeah,
you really got to write on that.
Yeah,
paper.
No, but
oh,
I
just
I thought it would be just in type of version.
Yeah,
so
it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So
you
it's
really
not that cool.
Yeah.
I thought it would be.
You can't edit it.
No.
Okay.
It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did you start this meeting?
I think it was
Half past ten.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. I just have to save everything, so. Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about €25. Okay, that's and we have to make a profit of €50 million, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The production costs about half the price of 75, sorry?
Easy.
So can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are in remote control, the first of these and everything. So we think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be universal remote control?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because we saw it when we can remote with the television, we saw it about.
I think it's, I'm not sure, it's not.
Yeah, probably it would be
universal.
Not only television, more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for €25, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know that you can buy a universal control.
Okay,
it's
so
like
we just say, it's a universal remote control.
Yeah.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So a lot of good things on that.
Not just the TV.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's a remote control? Is this a black thing with some buttons on it? It's not anything very special. But,
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, try. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look or the usability?
Well, I thought about making it the same as style as the television, because we don't have the same television all the time. So. That's not matter. If you control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are going to use it, so it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right.
Nothing frustrating, man.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small, because that's the a lot of issues. Yeah. We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have.
Yeah, but we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about when you can
fold open, where
okay.
You can see more options.
Maybe for the DVD player or something.
Yeah,
like
something.
Yeah,
on top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Okay.
Oh,
or you could think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, I wouldn't get.
Why should you use a touch screen on the remote control?
Maybe
it's
like a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and
not
but
too expensive to put a touchscreen on.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not an issue at all. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control, because remote controls are not things in the house that fall down on the ground. It's often broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's happening too.
Yeah,
yeah, lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You could put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Well, maybe that's a good idea. Just
maybe
put
I'm
it
sure
in
yeah.
the vision and just recharge. You never
yeah.
have to use anything.
Maybe that's a good idea, but yeah, you have to look at the price now, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharge?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone recharging?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs
yeah.
are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in.
Because
the home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah.
you can put it always at the same place. And maybe it's therefore it's a good idea. Maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
So that something
you can buy it with.
Yeah, but I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge. You
yeah.
just put it in the station, or you can change the batteries.
The option, the selection.
I said something on paper already. Size looks usable. The buttons on usual places, the on off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has to be like a different
yeah,
form than
I
a normal remote controller.
I don't think you have to look at that because, well, you can do everything the standard way, but.
You can make it very special to create our own looks. Very hard.
Yeah, if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Yeah.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top and the channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block,
yeah.
and then the volume obviously on top so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so. If you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should appear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is the buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still.
Basic options on top.
Basically, when I'm watching TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very nice.
If you make it full open, it's also the strength. It's not as smooth as
normal. No, it's fine. So maybe you have to keep it like a square.
Okay, but yeah.
I think
yeah.
We have to close this, finish this meeting soon.
Some more things.
We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification, do I need to think as a user only the looks and
what you want to do with it?
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but
yeah, also
about
strength.
Everything.
And
also down some stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical.
For that's not really.
Okay.
Just if what's in the mark, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with remote control? What do you need on your remote control?
I
already wrote some down.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
already a document in the folder.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
For the next subject, we can make second in this way. Yeah, that's all.
Didn't say that.